And as world leaders continue to meet on topics like global growth and climate change in Davos, Switzerland this week, their host organization, the World Economic Forum, has published some timely new numbers on social mobility, how hard or easy it is to move up in the world. In the U.S., it's not good. It takes, on average, 5 generations for a low-income family to reach medium income, about $60,000 a year. That puts the U.S. towards the bottom of the pack among developed nations. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has been looking at this. And Robin, social mobility, you know, has been at the heart of the American dream. I just want to say at the outset, many African Americans have long known that hasn't worked for them for generations. They know they've had generations of income gutted by racist, you know, lending and mortgage policies, right? But outside that, you know, many Americans believed in the American dream, and now we're learning it's easier to achieve it in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? It takes 4 generations in Canada. What's going on?
And the United States is nowhere on that headline chart that you saw issued from Davos. But if you start with widening income inequality, which is very particular to the U.S. especially, the top 1% of earners earned 160% roughly more than they did in 1979 versus just 24% for the bottom 90%. And this Global Social Mobility Index cites not just fair wages but also what social protections you have, working conditions, and you have lifelong learning and continuing education. And in the United States, you just don't have as robust a system or culture as you do in, say, Scandinavia or in Canada.
Well, it feels as if with the growing inequity, you know, income inequity and how much money families have, you also can make money off money. And so that generates wealth through generations. But this report shows in Denmark, for instance, a child born into poverty has just about the same likelihood of earning a high income in adulthood as a child born into a rich family. Why is that?
Well, you start with the bedrock assumptions, as in Denmark. Do you have working institutions, fair public schools? Are you collecting taxes and, by extension, maybe a progressive tax code that can redistribute income and maybe subsidize public health and education? That, again, is where Scandinavia stands out. You look at the top 5-6 players. You look at other countries, not just the United States, but South Africa, Brazil. There's corruption, income inequality. There isn't as robust a safety net.
Yeah. Well, and so in countries like Denmark, you have this ability to end run the notion that if, you know, somebody's parents are wealthy, they're going to go to the better schools. They're going to have the better family friends that get them the better jobs and the better companies. And it's just you can't compete with that. The authors of this report had some suggestions for breaking up that kind of, you know, that reality that people with wealthier parents tend to, you know, do better.
There are recommendations for governments and private sectors across the developing and the developed world. From a policy perspective, you can start with more progressive taxation, more continuing education. In their words, a new social protection contract that would involve health care, other benefit portability. And in the private sector, you know, is vocational opportunities, more meritocratic hiring and fair wages. But there's only so much of this that you can mandate. I mean, this is being discussed in our election 2020 in real time.
Well, and you know, good for families that can afford because they have achieved this level to help, you know, pull younger generations up. But we're reading from the report that the reason countries care about this so much is that it affects their bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, the report calculates that in the United States, there's nearly a $900 billion economic drag or opportunity cost over the coming decade. And you look at the desperation that this begets, the opioid crisis, the decline in life expectancy. I mean, it's everybody's problem.
Yeah, if there's no way up. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.